237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You can take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And if it sounds a little bit different in, yeah, to your listening ears, if this is...
It does to me.
It definitely sounds
right in my
different
headphones.
To me. we've got some soundproofing now that's come into the radio studio here,
yeah.
So we should sound a little bit more professional.
It looks really nice.
Well, we'll have the pictures
this
up.
This is the best-looking studio I've ever been in.
Thank you.
It's really nice.
I certainly appreciate that.
It doesn't have the best view I've ever been in, but...
You know, that's a pretty nice view out there.
I've seen it. I'm just telling you, we had studios with... you know, views of the bay.
You liar.
We did. There was that sound
studio. The ones that we used to work at, neither of those studios that were in there had a view to the bay.
There was a
secondary
production room that had a view of the bay.
Okay. Yeah, but that wasn't really even a production room. Not that anyone even knows what we're talking about. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control and dial in and talk about anything you want, whether it be a personal issue, whether it be a personal problem with, and we're going to get to one. We do have a good one tonight.
I love
but
personal problems.
We're going to hold that one off. We don't get enough on this show, in my opinion. I mean, we kind of focus on political issues because that's what comes in. I mean, we are literally a show that is beholden to its callers. If you call in toll free at 1-800-259-9231 and you want to talk about eggnog, like somebody wanted to talk about eggnog last week, so we talked about eggnog. Actually, that request came in through our chat room, which
yes.
is at freetalklive.com.
Mostly we talk about current event stuff, though.
Yeah, mostly it's current event stuff, but again, anything goes. Don't be afraid to call in to just change the topic. Maybe you're bored to tears by what it is we're talking about. Don't tune out. Call in and change it. How many other shows give you that option?
None.
Yeah, none that I've ever heard of, that's for sure. 1-800-259-9231, and there is the email option as well, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We may read your emails live on the air, so check that out. Also, I mentioned the website, freetalklive.com. There's so much to do on there. And I pointed out to you right before the show, Manwich, that over the weekend, we just had an explosion in BBS membership, and that's the bulletin board system.
And posts, I think, too.
There's a lot of posts that were made over the weekend. We're up to 195 users there.
That's
which is good news.
That's a lot of people participating on our BBS.
Exactly, and it's just going to go up from there, so get involved. Be one of the last, or be one of the final five users before we get to 200, because once we get to 200, I'm going to make an announcement on the website at freetalklive.com. Also on the website, brand new.
Five people.
We can
sign up for the BBS tonight.
It's
I want to find out what he's talking about.
It costs nothing to sign up for the BBS. Absolutely free.
What's it entail, signing up?
All you really need to have, I mean, as far as information that needs to be accurate
yeah,
in your sign up, all you really need to have is a real email address for us to verify that you're not trying to use someone else's email address to sign up for our BBS. That's pretty much it. So it'll take you 2 minutes.
Okay.
It's all there at freetalklive.com. There's also a chat room for you to check out. There's always people hanging out, chatting it up in there during the show, sometimes after the show for quite a while, as a matter of fact, freetalklive.com. But brand new on the website, of course, on Friday, we announced our brand new affiliate. That has been up all weekend, but even newer than that, we have a picture, a new shrine picture.
Of course, good.
We have the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. One of our older Shriners, one of the Shriners who's been with us for probably a couple years now,
has decided to validate.
Has validated herself,
great.
Which is awesome, and we certainly do appreciate it. She's now the second female to be validated on the Shrine, and I'm sure it will, again, now that we have two, it'll help more of them move towards that. I think Lindsay said she was going to validate soon.
I'm sure.
So as soon as you can get, as all of our old Shriners, as soon as you get your hands on a digital camera or something like that, go ahead and snap yourself a picture and get validated.
It's good. It's good to be validated.
Cool. Yeah, and if you don't know what we're talking about, you can find out very easily by logging on at freetalklive.com. Now then, as we said, it's your show. You can take control and bring up anything. We've got the personal problem. This guy named George. I'll just sell it right now because we're going to talk about it, hour number two. A gentleman named George. He's 28 years old. He's got a female that he's interested in getting a relationship started with.
Mm-hmm.
Except she's 19. So he's kind of... He's having some thoughts in advance of possibly starting this relationship, and he wanted to know how we felt about it. So that's coming up in the show tonight.
He must know I have experience in this area.
Actually, I don't know. I didn't recognize the name, so he may be a brand new listener.
Could be.
Also, this one, let's just start off the show with an email here. This one from John from Philadelphia.
John from Philadelphia, got it.
Who checked in with us, I think, on Saturday night.
Okay.
Because we do have a Saturday night show as well. He says the
If you don't get our Saturday night show, all you have to do is call your PD and ask him to carry Free Talk
Live. People don't know
what
a PD is. Man.
Call your program director.
They don't even know what that is.
At your local radio station.
That's the guy who figures out what to put on the air at your local talk station.
Sorry.
The program director.
You're right. Call the program director at your local radio station and tell him that you want to have Free Talk Live on 6 days a week.
Exactly. So, John says, the war in Iraq. Why? For oil? For control? It really didn't matter to them because they didn't care. And I'm assuming he means our government when he says they.
Well, how could they not care what the reason for the war in Iraq was? I mean, they would have to care what the reason was.
I don't know, but he goes on and says, they knew exactly what would happen there, but they didn't care. They knew that they lied about WMD, but didn't care.
Put the brakes on. They didn't know that they lied. They did not lie about weapons of mass destruction.
You really don't believe that they lied about that?
Here, check it out. If I am George W. Bush and I've got half a brain in my head, and I don't I don't believe that for a second. George Bush is not a stupid man. He didn't go to Harvard and finish out with the grades he did because
he certainly doesn't seem like a bright man.
Well, that's your opinion. I mean, some people are better on television than others.
Okay.
But he did fine. He did great in college. He graduated top of his class. Sure, his dad may have bought some, but he got into Harvard. He got through Harvard, for God's sake.
Hmm.
I mean, he's not an idiot. Sorry, he can't be an idiot. Anyway, if he didn't think that weapons of mass destruction were in Iraq, the people around him certainly aren't idiots. If they didn't think that the weapons of mass destruction were in Iraq, they would have conquered Iraq and then told Hans Blix to go looking for them. And then when he didn't find them, they would have said, those dumbasses at the UN can't do anything right. They can't even find the weapons of mass destruction. But they didn't. Hans Blix offered to go in and find the weapons of mass destruction, and the Bush administration said, no, we don't want, we'll find them. Thank you very much. We're going to go find them ourselves because we don't want you idiots screwing anything up. That, my friend, is evidence that they thought the weapons of mass destruction were there. They didn't lie. They were mistaken.
Interesting. I never heard it presented that way before.
No, that's people that are paying attention instead of partisan bullcrap. It's all, you know.
Well, even if they did,
I wish John Kerry would have won.
Would you agree? Would you agree with this that even if they knew for sure that there were no weapons of mass destruction, that they would have went ahead and invaded anyway on another pretext, on the war on terror pretext, bringing democracy pretext?
I think that they wouldn't have. They got a lot of support from the media. There was a lot of support from the media.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And there was a lot of support from the, there was a certain level of support from the international community and America at large. And the reason that the support existed was because of weapons of mass destruction. Okay? And if they wouldn't have had the weapons of mass destruction as something to push.
I think the media supported it because they realized it would mean some ratings and they get to raise their rates.
I don't believe that for a second.
You don't? Because, I mean, that's a ratings boon, dude. Being able to cut war coverage? Operation Desert Freedom.
No, I don't believe
it. They make it real dramatic, and they have their in-house composer, and he composes some dramatic music, like with the O.J. trial. They always had that O.J. music, you know? CNN has their own composer.
Are you being funny or not?
They have their own composer.
No. Are you being funny for your proposition here that the media backed it for ratings boost?
It seems like a legitimate reason. I mean, those guys want to make some money. They certainly don't seem to care very much about journalism these days. I mean, we've seen plenty of evidence about that.
Well,
real journalism you find is usually from outside of this country.
It's an idea I have not heard espoused, that the media might support the war for the purpose of ratings.
Yeah, and then...
And it's interesting. I don't know what to say on that, because you are addressing the only thing the media cares about.
1-800-259-9231 if you've got a comment, or you just want to change the topic completely. It's your show, so take control. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence, So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be personal or political. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're in the middle of an email, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read it live on the air. Again, that's ftl@freetalklive.com. The email's from John from Philly, who actually was a caller to the show, I think, over the weekend. And we kind of got off on a tangent when he said in his email that the government knew that they lied about WMD, weapons of mass destruction, but didn't care. Now, Manwich, you said that the government, that the Bush administration wasn't lying about it. You said they honestly believed that those WMDs were there.
They absolutely did believe.
According to the evidence that you said, it sounds pretty good to me. I've never heard it presented in the way you said. Can you recap that?
It makes perfectly good sense. The fact is that after the invasion, which was perpetrated on the weapons of mass destruction, more or less, I mean, that was the linchpin, they Hans Blick from the United Nations offered to go back in and do more UN's weapons searches to find these weapons of mass destruction. Well, the Bush administration said, no thanks, you've messed this up enough, we'll go find the weapons of mass destruction ourselves. Well, if they were lying and they thought that the weapons of mass destruction were not there, in fact they were lying, then they would have given Hans Blick the go ahead, go look for him.
It would have made him look like an ass.
Then he would have lost him, and once he couldn't find him, they said, you stupid UN people, you can't find anything. They would have just blamed it on Hans Blick and the UN like they were saying before that he was incompetent. Well, he was obviously exonerated, but nobody's giving him a gold star, let me tell you.
You know, okay, so while you might be right, and they may really have believed that Iraq and Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
Now, it's a big mistake, I'll admit.
Okay, great, fine. Let's move on. They went ahead and invaded based on that pretext, which, of course, was a total violation of the United States Constitution. It doesn't matter if they had video footage of Iraq using the weapons of mass destruction. It's none of our business to go there.
Which portion of the Constitution are you talking about? I don't think that that's a violation of the United States Constitution.
We are supposed to be a defensive nation. We are supposed
really
to remain neutral. Well, I don't care if it doesn't say it in the Constitution. I don't have a copy in front of me to check right now. That's what I've been told. And even if it says that we are supposed to invade other countries, then I would still, I would still have the opinion that I have, and that is that the best policy is neutrality, like Switzerland.
I agree with
that. Stay the hell out of other people's business. So we went in there, we invaded, we killed innocent people, we killed some of Saddam Hussein's people as well.
Sure.
And then once we discovered there were indeed no WMDs, the Bush administration was less than intellectually honest at that point. If they were intellectually honest, they would have said, uh-oh, America, we've made a mistake.
Well,
we went in here under false pretenses. We thought, we really believe, and we are so, so sorry. We really believe that there were weapons of mass destruction here. Now we're here. We've killed all these people. We've blown up all these buildings. We found nothing. We're going to start going home. We're going to take our troops out. But no, instead what they did was they came up with excuse after excuse as to why they were there. They changed the rules. They changed the reasons. And of course, that's what makes them intellectually dishonest, whether or not they were lying or telling the truth about WMDs in the first place.
It made sense that there were weapons of mass destruction there. It really did. I mean, they were there at some point. At some point or another, he had these sarin gas things going
on. So what?
They're gone. They disappeared. They went to Jordan or someplace. He got them out of the country and did a great PR job of making the United States us look stupid. Secondly,
we made us look stupid.
Right.
We invaded another sovereign nation.
The game came the way that was played out the way the game was played out. Mm-hmm. But he played his hand pretty well in that respect.
I don't like it being called the game. There are people's lives in the midst of this.
Understood. Secondly, if they would have admitted mistakes, they would have lost the election.
That makes it okay then, right?
I'm just telling you that.
You're not being a Bush apologist here, are you?
I'm just telling you that in the arena of politics in American society, if Bush would have stepped up and said,
how do you know that? How do you know that that's
absolutely positively true? They would have punished him.
I don't know about that. How do you know that American people wouldn't have taken him for an honest man and said, look, this man made a mistake, he apologized for it, and now he's making a change?
Who wants an honest guy that makes mistakes?
I don't know. It would have raised my level of respect for the man, that's for sure.
I
probably wouldn't have voted for him. But, well, that's because I know he's an unprincipled scumbag, for the most part. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go right to the phones. When your calls come in, we go to them. Jorge in Sarasota, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's going on, Free Talkers?
What's happening, dude?
Not a whole lot. Just hanging out. I just wanted to call you guys because it's so great.
We're glad you think it's great. What's on your mind tonight?
What are they talking?
We're talking. Jorge, you really need to get an internet connection, or at least start pressing.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I'm a pain in your neck.
Well, you can't call a talk radio show and not actually be listening and not know what the topic is. I mean, I guess on this show you can change the topic anytime, but if you're going to call in this show, don't call in and ask us what we're talking about.
I'm sorry. Hey, no,
either call in to comment or call in to change the topic, Jorge.
I, Jorge, would like to change the topic.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I want to tell you about the time I was in the woods and I was hunting for the deer.
You hunted deers?
Yes, I hunted deers. I had a stick And I had some smelly deer meat that I would attract the deers. Then I would hit them with the stick.
You think deers are attracted to their own meat?
The smelly deer meat? and knocked out by guys with sticks?
Did you have any camouflage on, Jorge?
I had some camouflage underpants.
Uh-huh. Do you call so that we can disabuse so that we can abuse you?
What?
Do you call so that we can abuse you?
I just calling because I think you got the grade.
I love it. I think this is a great call. I have this vision in my head. The vision is in a forest somewhere in Florida because we're calling. We're doing this show from the Tampa Bay area, and you're calling from Sarasota. I see you in kind of like a pair of tidy whiteys, and that's it. Just camo tidy whiteys, Jorge.
Or tidy green.
Tidy camos, or whatever you want to call them. And, because that's all you had on, right? It was just your underwear.
Yeah, the G.I. Joe camouflage.
Right, and I can see you kind of, you know, wiping some dirt all on your body, kind of like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator when he's wiping the mud on his face, and you're getting ready to get that
deer. Are you wearing your
deer.
Big sombrero?
Yes, I have a sombrero. It is glued to my head.
Now, how did you actually succeed? Did you actually kill or at least maim a deer?
Yes, I hit a few with the stick, and then I passed out, and I do not know what happened to them, but I know I hit them with the stick. So, no, it was not successful, I guess.
Oh, man, you'll have to try again.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I just thought I'd tell you guys a story.
All right, Jorge. Hey, I'm sure we'll talk to you again, man. Have a great night. Appreciate your call. What?
Is it possible I can stay in this scene for a little bit? A little bit?
You poor, poor, depraved Free Talk Live listener.
He's depraved, all right.
Yeah, well, because he's calling from Sarasota, where we have an affiliate on Saturday night, but we don't have an affiliate during the week, and so he's just kind of scraping by. I'm sorry, man, you're going to have to get an internet connection, unless you can beg our phone screener. I'll have them put you back on hold, and they can talk, and you can talk to them, and if they feel like paying a long-distance charges, then they can do it, but I certainly can't make that decision.
All right,
nice talking to you, man. 800-259-9231, toll-free for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is the number to get in touch with us and talk about anything you want, as evidenced by that last phone call. Have you been hunting deer in the woods in your camouflage undies? Give us a call. It's Free Talk Live. It's your show.
Would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt weight loss system. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Yesterday, we checked out J-Lo's Bentley during our tour of famous four-wheelers. Today, we'll cross the pond to see which machine suits the material girl when I come back. Hi, this is Bobby Likas. Your body relies on antioxidants to stay healthy. So does your vehicle. Oxidation in fuel and oil creates deposits. That means clogged injectors and sludge in your engine, causing costly breakdowns. Your service shop can reverse oxidation in your vehicle by adding BG's MI3000 Plus and MOA at your next oil change. Ask your shop about BG products or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Madonna's known for her change of style, so when not touring London in her more conservative convertible Mini Cooper, she drives a pedal-to-the-metal Maybach by Mercedes. Produced in Germany, this ultra-luxury car is built in 4 months to customer specs. It comes standard with a 543-horsepower V12 engine, a refrigerator, pulsating hand-fitted leather seats, a 21-speaker audio system, and DVD player with twin monitors. A panoramic glass roof can be set from opaque to transparent, so Ms. Ritchie can enjoy the London skyline. So what's the charge on Guy's credit card? A whopping $400,000. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
The show is Free Talk Live. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and that number is for you. You can call in and talk about anything, unlike every other show in talk radio where it's all about the host and what he wants to talk about. This show can be literally controlled, changed, topic could be adjusted by you at any time. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're trying to get through this email here, and we keep going off on tangents, which is something we do a lot. This one's from John of Philadelphia, and he says he's talking about the apparently how he believes that the government lied about the reasons for going into Iraq, and he says they didn't care about the lives of our soldiers, the innocent children and civilians, and most importantly, they didn't really care to establish a democracy. Now, that's quite a loaded sentence right there. Do you think they care about the lives of our soldiers, the government? Do they care?
I think that they think that they know that it's bad press to get soldiers killed, and I think that they expected a conventional ground war going in. Mm-hmm. You know, they thought that Saddam Hussein's going to have his little guys with their little weapons,
mm-hmm.
You know, porcupined out around Baghdad, waiting to get attacked. And they thought that they'd, you know, come in after the guys with the weapons, and when it all ended very quickly, they thought, wow, we won this war. Mission accomplished. What they didn't expect is for Saddam Hussein to go hiding in a hole somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and hoping that you know, his Ba'ath Party loyalists would continue fighting. And
I don't know why they didn't expect, with all the military history in the world,
yeah.
why you could not expect the people of a nation to resist against an occupying force.
That's what they are. Is they're a little guerrilla band of resistors that we're dealing with, and I'm not even on the same side.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
there's several different sides, and they all want control. They all want to see America break weak.
There
and
were
leave.
Certainly plenty of experts, certainly plenty of analysts who weren't on the Bush payroll that, in advance of this invasion, predicted exactly what is happening.
Well, most of the
anti-war
things
people.
Like it's going to be another Vietnam.
Give it time, dude. Vietnam started slow, too.
It's true, it did.
So let's move on. He said, okay, just reading this again, he says, the innocent children, civilians, most importantly, they didn't really care to establish a democracy. Well, I think they want to have a pro-U.S. democracy over there. I really believe that they care about establishing that, and I think it's a terrible idea, because democracy really sucks. That word has been bantered about quite a bit in the press and with out of politicians' lips recently within the past, my past lifetime that I've noticed. Everybody seems to think democracy is the best thing since sliced bread, and as a matter of fact, it's a horrible system to live under.
Well, this democratically elected officials are a good thing.
That's one thing, but as you have pointed out a number of times, we're a representative republic here
yes.
in this country.
Well, I'm just saying that I agree with what you're saying, that democracies, no, they don't want a democracy over there.
What do they want?
They want another representative republic of sorts. You know, something.
Then why do they call it a democracy?
Well, because they don't know what the term means. It's just
they, meaning the government.
Everybody. Democracy has come to mean a representative of the
republic.
I
disagree with you. I think they fully mean democracy when they say democracy, and they intend to have a winner-take-all system, the majority wins system over there, and that's terrible. It's a bad, bad idea because, as has been said, I don't know who quoted this, but a democracy is no more than two wolves and a sheep deciding on what's for dinner. That's democracy in action, and it's a really crappy deal for the sheep. He says,
from the beginning, they made a mistake.
Yeah.
Because what they told Turkey when they before they made the mistake of getting involved, they made a bunch of deals, and one of the deals was with Turkey to get their sort of ability to fly out of there and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is almost it was very important. Otherwise, you're flying from God knows where. We needed Turkey for Air Force bases, and we told Turkey we won't cut Iraq up into pieces. Iraq was drawn on a map by a British guy, or a group of British guys.
Right.
So, it doesn't really exist. It's stupid. it's a stupid idea. Iraq is a stupid concept. What they need is...
another example of a well-intentioned government program failing at its intention.
What they need is a country for the Shiites, a country for the Sunnis, which are the Baathists.
That sounds like federalism to me. Right? Kind of like states' rights. Like
you're not going to get the Sunnis and the Shiites to agree on much
and
of
why
anything.
Why bother trying?
They should just let them do their own thing.
Yeah, subdivide it or something, right?
Now, what about...
Because then they'll argue over the divisions.
The worst is Kurdistan.
Mm-hmm.
They need... the Kurds need their own country. These poor people have been, and they still are, subjugated to the worst sorts of torture and... what's the prejudice that anybody... in the area has dealt with, except for the Palestinians. Well, Turkey has a large population of Kurds in southern Turkey, too. So they don't want a Kurdistan right on their border where all the Kurds will, either in their south area, say, hey, we want to be Kurdistan, we want to be part of Kurdistan, not part of Turkey, and then secede. So you see where there's a problem?
It's a whole mess of problems over there, and it's another reason for us to just stay the hell out of it. He goes on in his email. Again, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says the government knew that this war would evolve into another Vietnam. You just mentioned that people always bring that up. Now they're planning a military draft after January 20th. Now, I got to say that I've heard a lot of rumors about the draft, and we've reported on virtually all of them on this show because I think it's an incredibly frightening idea for this country. But I haven't heard this particular date being thrown around. Is that when... Isn't the inauguration January 20-something? Is
20th.
It maybe it is the 20th.
It
okay.
is the 20th.
I see. Well, so maybe that's where he got that date from.
It's a pretty inflammatory statement.
Yes, it is.
And I think it's backed by nothing.
No, it is not backed by nothing. It's backed by the fact that the military is having a tough time getting recruits right now.
They are going to bring the draft back after January 20th.
Oh, that statement, that particular precise statement. Yeah, I don't know where he got that idea.
No,
he says that would be a dangerous move not only for the draftees but for the nation as a whole in the eyes of the world. The depleted uranium problem in Iraq will continue to be a taboo topic. We've talked about it on this show, though. The farce about the so-called 400-2 votes against the draft is just that, a lie. And he's referring to, I guess, right before the elections, they passed some sort of opinion vote or something like mm-hmm. that, basically reassuring America 400-2 that there would be no draft, and it was, of course, so all the incumbents could get reelected. The only reason they decided to vote was to quell the constant rumors about an upcoming draft, and it was too close for the elections. Anyway, I just wanted to get that off my chest. Thanks for listening. Well, John, thanks for emailing.
I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't.
The draft.
Yeah.
Well, if he keeps committing troops to these overseas adventures, it's inevitable that it's going to happen.
You can always raise the amount that they're paying people to go.
You can't always raise that amount because they've constantly been cutting the benefits that soldiers get. We've heard people complaining about that before on this show, that the soldiers just aren't getting treated right and they're getting the shaft.
Employees are always going to bitch. They're always going to bitch.
I don't think that it's very realistic to suggest that all of a sudden that instead of creating a draft, they're going to offer $500,000 a year for a private.
I think they could very well have a revolution if they had a draft.
Oh,
America
boy. That'd
has
be nice.
Been.
It's about time. We're long overdue, Manwich.
America has been without a draft for 30 years now.
What do you think? Do you think the draft is coming back? We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. It is your show. Take control. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And then which?
And we want to talk to you about absolutely anything, whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be a personal problem or a political issue. You bring it up. You call in. 1-800-259-9231. You hijack the airwaves. You control the show, and people worldwide will be able to listen to you talk about whatever you've always wanted to. Like John just emailed. He wanted to get something off his chest. Boom. We got it off his chest.
Thanks for that, John.
Exactly. And I think we do have another email here. This one from Scott.
And so did we get a telephone call or an email from Tokyo last week?
We got an email from Tokyo.
And we got an email from Australia, and we've gotten a couple of telephone calls from Sweden.
That's correct. Germany, we've had a call from Germany.
Germany, okay.
We've had a few calls from Canada.
Canada. We should, on the website, we should get a map of where we've gotten calls from.
I'll let you work on that.
I don't know how to do anything.
Exactly, because I don't want to do that, because that's too much work.
Okay.
I do enough for that website. FreeTalkLive.com, by the way, is the website he's referencing, and you can log on there, get interactive in our chat room. You can get on our bulletin board system with over 195 of our listeners on there posting messages about all sorts of interesting and bizarre things. Also, the Shrine of Female Listeners is there for you to check out. And ladies, if you're listening to the program, you want to be part of the Shrine, all you have to do is email your picture to FTL at FreeTalkLive.com, but be sure you read about our validation option. It's there for you. The details are there at freetalklive.com because we want validated Shriners because that's really cool. You should check it out. freetalklive.com. All right. This email from Scott, and it's a little bit longer. We're going to kind of parse it down to the most crucial
paragraphs.
He says, I'm curious to know from you, what exactly is it, do you think, that makes man so easily led to do wrong? We see it every day. People lie, cheat, steal, sleep with someone who's married to someone else. We murder people, rape people, stab people, and kidnap people. We speed too fast in our cars. We eat too much. We spend too much. We even envy too much. Let him who is without sin cast the first stone, correct? For a nation of so-called Christians, aren't we just a little too evil for our God? Or maybe we just take his love for granted?
Well, my answer to that would be, what's his name?
Scott.
Scott. Everything that everybody does, every single time, they do in order to make themselves feel better.
It's true. Selfish.
It's the reason. I mean, if I give $1,000 to the Free State Project, I'm doing it for my own reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think it's a good idea. I think it's good to, propagate, whatever my reasons are.
It makes you feel good to do it.
If I decide that, I'm driving along and it's a moment of truth, there's a squirrel in the middle of the road, I can slam on my brakes or hit him. If I decide to slam on my brakes, it's because I'm trying to make myself feel better. If mm-hmm. I decide to hit him, it's because I'm trying to make myself, I'm doing what's going to make me feel better.
Right. That's not you. I don't think you're the kind of person who would run over a poor little squirrel.
Well, actually, my usual philosophy is if I have a chance to look at my rearview mirror and it's safe to slam on my brakes, I will.
That's a good point.
But I believe in hitting the animal if it's a emergency situation.
Oh, if you can't get out of the, if you can't.
But I do that because I want to feel better.
Right.
I don't want to have to deal with, people's the accident, the cops, the people mm-hmm. behind me. I don't want to be the guy that's standing there going, duck walked out in the middle of the road and I had to slam on my brakes. I had to swerve into the oncoming lane and take out the school bus full of grade school children because a, bunny rabbit hopped out in the middle of the road.
I think while Scott is right to an extent, there's a lot of people out there in society who lie, cheat, and steal, especially our politicians. I think that a reason that we have so much lying, cheating, and stealing is probably because of the war on drugs. I mean, as far as actual crime against other people's property and that sort of thing, I think
violence and property crimes, I say that you could blame a large majority
very
of them.
Big chunk.
A big chunk of them. I would call it a majority, personally.
I would say 80%. 75-80%.
Even 50.
Yeah.
Let's say, Ian, that you were a politician and you could tell everybody, look, a year from now, I will have taken violence and property crimes and cut them in half.
Mm-hmm.
I have this amazing plan. I'm going to cut them in half. You get elected in a landslide. Until they ask you what the plan is. In which case, everybody's scared to death.
Right.
And they're just not thinking.
That's another problem that we have in this society is people just don't think. They just assume that other people are looking out for them. They assume that the government is looking out for them and that they're doing the right thing. And it's wrong. The government is just people too, and they can be misled and they can believe the wrong thing.
Well, it's a thought process. A lot of people believe,
or lack thereof.
It really is. There's a lot of people believe that what they think is right and wrong should be legal and illegal.
You're right.
And it's not so.
That's what Dr. Todd emailed.
He was mentioning something like that, and it's very insightful. I think that marijuana's wrong, so therefore it should be illegal.
They don't go farther in the thought process and think, well, is it wrong to point weapons at people and lock them up to enforce other people's beliefs on them?
Absolutely.
They never go that far.
And they don't think, is it right for me to enforce my opinion on other people?
Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Ron in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Ron?
Yeah, in regards to the draft legislation, H.R. 163 was voted on. However, S-89 is still sitting in committee.
What those numbers mean, I have no idea.
It's
They're bills, legislation for the draft.
Okay, hold on, we're going to put you on hold. We don't have much time, but we're going to bring you back.
Where are you calling from, Ron?
He's calling from Missouri.
And how are you listening?
Internet.
Thank you.
All right, hang on, 1-800, we're going to come back. 1-800-259-9231, we're going to talk the draft. And if you want to change the topic, that's up to you. Dial us up, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to ReadyReserves at AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're looking for another rock and roll record that'll make you feel like a victim. Like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. So take control. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Anything goes, whether it be personal or political. Whatever's on your mind. We want to hear about it. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Ron in Missouri, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yes, and also another thing you need to do is go back and look and follow the money trail. They've already appropriated beefing up this.
Ron, could you recap a little? Ron, could you recap a little just in case people just tuned in?
Yes. In regards to the H.R. 163, which was the House bill legislation for the draft, it was voted on.
That was the 400-2 vote?
Correct.
Okay.
So that one's not going anywhere.
Right. The S-89, which is the identical same thing, is still sitting in committee on the Senate side.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. And then if you go back and look at the appropriations for the selected service, they've been funded.
They've been funded? Well, they're funded every
increased.
Year. Huh?
Increased.
Increased. By a large percentage or just a...
large percentage, yes. We're gearing up for it. The last date I had was after June. June 15th is what they were looking at for implementation.
Where would one find that out? I mean, wouldn't that be, it would seem like that's super classified stuff.
Well, it basically is. If you go to the Federal Register, it's right there, though.
Federal Register?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's where all legislation has to be placed publicly.
Oh, you mean when they'd be voting on that?
Mm-hmm. After a law passes, it goes into the Federal Register.
I see.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying then is,
Here's the reason I'm fighting. I've got two 17-year-olds that are going to be eligible next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fighting against it because this whole thing in Iraq was unconstitutional.
That's right.
I believe our government was 100% behind 9-1-1.
Mm.
I have no doubts based on the information I've collected.
Mm-hmm.
That's
got to be really scary to be a parent of two young men like that. That's really got to be frightening.
You know, I think the government's too incompetent to have pulled off 9-1-1 and not get caught for it.
You got to look at it, who the main players were, though. You got Rumsfeld, you got Wolfowitz, you got Cheney. They've been playing this game for, what, 40-some years. They've been dirty from day one. Go back to Rumsfeld and Cheney on the Frank Olson deal.
Who's Frank Olson?
He was a CIA agent that was accused of committing suicide, but actually his family's been fighting this for years.
Hmm.
And Rumsfeld and Cheney were brought in under committee.
I saw an article today that said that Donald Rumsfeld has said that he's not going to resign until the Iraq war is over.
It sounds like he's going to be here for 50 years because we're still not out of Japan or Germany, for that matter.
You've got it. Yeah. Name me one country we've gone into where we've left it.
I can't think of one.
I can't, no.
I mean, well,
Panama?
We did finally give the Philippines back to the, we turned their government back over to them. I think that was the Spanish-American War.
Are we still in Panama?
Pretty much got out of Panama.
Yeah.
We pretty much got out of Panama.
There's the exception. All right. Hey, Ron, it's good. I'm glad that there are people out there that, you know, have kids that are fighting against this, because I'm with you, Ron. I really believe we're heading down the real wrong path here.
Well, and then you just look at picture overall. You have this mental health screening
It's going crazy. And plus, they're about ready to pass another huge anti-terrorism bill, and that's really scary. And we're going to get the details on that soon. Ron, we got to run. Thanks for the call. We'll be returning in just a few moments time, because hour number two is next. So stick around. Free Talk Live is your show. Take control. 1-800-259-9231.
U.S. Gold.